the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. ظلمتُ نفسي ظلمتُ نفسي ظلمتُ نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. Dear listeners, we were discussing the part where the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is teaching us how to talk with our Lord by saying, ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَتَجَرَّأْتُ بِجَهْلِي. I have wronged myself and I have been audacious in my ignorance. وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. And I have depended upon your constant remembrance of me and your favor towards me. We try to elaborate on the different instances we have wronged ourselves and we have been unaware of. We have been ignorant of the fact of how we have wronged ourselves. After getting familiar with the Holy Quran, with the Almighty Allah, with the Prophets, we got familiar with the noble Imams through different ways. And we realized they are the proofs of the Almighty Allah among people in the earth. We understood that they are the guides to the truth. We realized that they, as perfect humans, are the successors of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in his nation. Even the Prophet himself has introduced them as the leaders of the people after himself, who would teach people the Islamic teachings. They are the ones who can help differentiate between the truth and the futile. Those are the ones who can explain the Quranic verses. Though they faced many difficulties and hostilities and calamities and problems, they were all martyred by the enemies of Islam. But those infallible imams, those noble imams, did not neglect their great responsibility of guiding the people, even for a moment. They stated divine rules, they stated religious orders for the people, which were collected in 400 strong books for the future generations. But the servants, have all ignored these facts. We disobeyed these imams, who were the sources of guidance. We all went astray. We insisted on our misguidance. We insisted on our deviance. And we resorted to worldly sources. We preferred the ignorant people over these infallible beings. We prioritized our own affairs. We preferred those people who have misguided from the east to the west of the earth. And we preferred them all to our infallible and benevolent Imams, alayhi salam. This is how we have wronged ourselves. ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. I have wronged myself.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Let us have another approach. Let us look at this wrongdoing to ourselves from another perspective. We knew well that the great book of Nahjul Balagha is but a tinge of Imam Ali alayhi salam's knowledge, in which there is everything necessary for the guidance of humans towards Allah. There is everything that we need to reach salvation, to reach purified life. Its sermons, letters, and maxims are brimming with divine teachings, to the extent that it is called Quran's counterpart. We were aware of Sahifatu Sajjadiyya, including 54 supplications of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in which all the human responsibilities before the Almighty Allah have been stated. All the Shia Imams have recommended reference to these valuable books. We were aware that the divine rules and the Islamic teachings are stated in these precious books. And other books, like Kafi, like Istibsar, like Tuhaful Uqul, and other books. In fact, thousands of more books, but we did not bother ourselves reading them for only once. We did not problem ourselves reading them for our bliss in this world, let alone hereafter. And instead, we spent our days and nights reading useless and irreligious magazines. We wasted our valuable times and we only wronged ourselves. We have been audaciously ignorant. Zalamtu nafsi. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.